The governor declares a disaster emergency after last week's severe weather, and state lawmakers approve $40 million for an agronomy center at Oklahoma State University. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief from Monday, April 27th. I'm McDaniels. Governor Kevin Stitt declared a disaster emergency for Garfield and Kay counties after last week's tornadoes. Stitt toured the damage in Enid and at Vance Air Force Base Friday afternoon. National Weather Service's Rick Smith says the tornado that struck Enid was rated an EF4.
Estimated winds 170 to 175 miles an hour. Probably on the ground about 9 miles, but it was very, very slow moving. About 500 yards wide at the maximum width coming through the neighborhood here. This is the first EF4 tornado in Garfield County since April 26, 1991. If you've lived in Oklahoma any amount of time, that date stands out as a big tornado outbreak day.
Smith says the last time an EF4 tornado touched down in Oklahoma was 2 years ago in Barnstall. State lawmakers are allocating $40 million to build the Agronomy Discovery Center at Oklahoma State University. Anna Pope reports the money is contingent upon OSU raising $10 million.
The money will help fund construction of the center, replacing outdated infrastructure with modern labs, new research greenhouses, and equipment storage. University officials say this will boost research from its prominent wheat crop breeding programs and is a financial investment in Oklahoma, strengthening the state's agricultural economy. Last year, the university got $250 million for its College of Veterinary Medicine to update facilities and recruit faculty and students to maintain long-term accreditation. University officials say these investments in OSU infrastructure will help lead the nation in agricultural and animal health. I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma GOP chairperson Charity Lynch has thrown her support behind one of the candidates vying for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Grayson Wheeler reports former Oklahoma Republican leaders are calling for her to remain neutral in the primary or resign.
In a letter to President Trump earlier this month, Lynch endorsed Tulsa pastor Jackson Lawmeyer for the job. But four of Lynch's predecessors are asking her to withdraw her endorsement or resign. Among them is A.J. Ferrati, an attorney who led the party from 2022 to 2023. He says the issue isn't that Lynch endorsed Lawmeyer, it's that she endorsed anyone at all.
Oklahoma is a very populous state. We're a lot of independent thinkers. So for the chairman to try to stick their thumb on the scale in this situation and try to make the decision for the voters is really kind of disingenuous and really disregards the whole process of a primary.
But Lynch says she didn't agree to lose her voice when elected to lead the party, pointing out primaries are where many Oklahoma races are decided. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will try to make it a clean sweep in their opening round playoff series against the Phoenix Suns tonight. Although their opponent has lost all three games of the series, Thunder coach Mark Daigneault says he expects both teams to play with the same sense of urgency.
They're a hungry team. They've been a hungry team all year. I don't think the series score would change that for them, and I certainly hope that wouldn't change that for us. You know, we try to view every single game as the most important game of the season. In the playoffs, because it is.
Game 4 against the Suns tips off at 8:30 tonight and can be streamed on Peacock or the NBC Sports Network. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.